Welcome back to the University Counseling Podcast. I'm Brandy, and today I will briefly be discussing the different types of grief. I'll be discussing 16 different types of grief, and they are normal, anticipatory, complicated, chronic, delayed, distorted, cumulative, exaggerated, secondary, masked, disenfranchised, traumatic, collective, inhibited, abbreviated, and absent. So let's get started. Normal grief. Grief in and of itself is normal. Anytime you suffer a loss, it's normal to have a feeling of grief. There's a huge range of emotions that you may experience during your grieving process. Some of these can be physical, while others may be behavioral, emotional, or social. Anticipatory, or anticipatory grief, or anticipatory mourning can be common if you're experiencing the loss of someone close to you in the near future. To prepare for the impending loss, you might be trying to envision your life without them. During anticipatory grief, you might try to anticipate how you'll react to mourning once your friend or loved one has passed away. Complicated grief. Complicated grief occurs when your grieving process does not move all the way through the emotions of grief. You might feel more depressed and have increased anxiety. With complicated grief, your reactions and behaviors will likely extend for very long periods. Complicated grief requires help from a mental health professional. Chronic or prolonged grief. Chronic grief results when extremely intense reactions to loss does not subside. These emotions will last for a very long time, cause you to have incredible distress that continues to intensify. Chronic grief typically requires help from a mental health professional. Delayed grief can happen if you're experiencing incredibly deep feelings of sorrow and longing, even if the loved one's death occurred a long time ago. It can be felt for years after the loss, and it essentially means that your emotional reaction didn't happen closer to the loss. This might be due to disassociation, which is common when things are too painful for you to feel. To cope, your mind blocks many of the thoughts, emotions, and feelings associated with the loss until you're ready or able to process and deal with them. Distorted grief can be defined as a very intense or extreme reaction to a loss. There typically will be a noticeable change in behavior overall, and self-destructive behavior is also common. Anger and lashing out, both towards yourself and others, is also one of the most common emotional symptoms of distorted grief. Cumulative grief. Cumulative grief happens when you're experiencing a second loss shortly after or while you're still processing grief from a first loss. This can also be a difficult form of grief to process through. Compounding losses can result in a feeling of, I just can't do this anymore. But with the right therapy and guidance, you can move through all types of grief, including cumulative. Exaggerated grief. Exaggerated grief includes more intense types of reactions than what you typically see in other types of grief. When it's exaggerated, your emotions and actions may be more noticeable and disruptive. You might experience self-destructive behaviors, nightmares, thoughts of suicide, or self-harm, drug or other substance abuse, or even abnormal fears. Additionally, sometimes exaggerated grief can result in a development of a psychiatric disorder. Secondary grief. The death of a loved one will have an impact on many areas of your life, creating multiple losses from that one primary bereavement. Feelings of grief can come from these other losses. Masked grief can present as physical symptoms or behaviors that tend to impair or hinder everyday life. However, most often, you won't be able to recognize these things as being the result of a loss or even see that they're related to it in any way. Therapy may be helpful to connect your symptoms and behaviors to grief. Disenfranchised grief. Grief can be disenfranchised whenever you feel that your loss isn't validated by others. This can happen when a culture or society doesn't recognize your loss. For example, there can be a strong stigma attached to death that results from an overdose or suicide, and your feelings of grief may be discounted. Alternatively, perhaps the death was someone others think you shouldn't or wouldn't grieve for, say a former spouse or a friend you just met. Anytime a loss isn't recognized or you don't feel seen or heard in how you're feeling and grieving, the result may be disenfranchised grief, traumatic grief. Traumatic grief is a common result of trying to process grief when there's added trauma that comes from a traumatic, unexpected loss or violent death. It can result in an impairment of your daily functioning. Collective grief happens when a tragedy affects an entire community or large group. It's common during times of war or after major national disasters that can have a long-lasting impacts. Other times we see collective grief can be after the death of a beloved public figure or a terrorist attack, or when a national tragedy occurs. Inhibited grief. Inhibited grief means you aren't showing any obvious or outward forms of grief. This typically means for a long period and results in not being able to effectively move through the emotions of grief. You'll eventually have physical reactions due to not dealing with your emotions if you're experiencing inhibited grief. Abbreviated grief can occur when a person who passed away is replaced after a short time with someone or something new in your life. Generally, this might be a result of being able to quickly accept the original loss. Absent grief means you aren't showing any of the typical signs of grief. Perhaps you're acting as though you haven't experienced a loss at all. It can happen due to shock or denial, and it's seen a lot in cases where a loss is sudden or unexpected. While absent grief can be normal, it should be addressed if it continues for an extended period of time. Now that you know more about the different types of grief, if you feel that you're experiencing one of these and need help, it's important to recognize that these feelings are normal. You can seek help for grief through therapy by joining a grief support group or by looking online for other resources. We also have grief therapy right here at the University Counseling Services. And I'll leave you with this quote, "Storms make trees take deeper roots," by Dolly Parton.